Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Welcome, welcome to episode 47 of the All or Something Living podcast. Am I the worst stepmom? I don't think so, but I had to get your attention somehow. Now, this episode is for you not only if you are a step parent or an adoptive parent or a parent at all, but also if you have difficult relationships in your life, even if it's just one. So I haven't shared much publicly about my journey as a stepmom because I've been struggling, honestly, so far. And I've been so confused about everything. It's definitely by far one of the hardest things that I've ever gone through. So I wanted to make sure that when I do decide to share, that I'm sharing from a constructive and from a loving place where I kind of feel like I have my bearings and I have something important to contribute to the conversation instead of just saying, well, this is hard and I haven't figured anything out yet. I have figured some things out, which I'll talk about in this episode, but yeah, it's been quite the journey. And so he's not officially my stepson, but my fiance, we've been together for almost seven years now, and his son has lived with us for about 4 of those years. So he moved in when he was 9. And he'll be living with us until he's 18. So when I first started dating Jason, you know, almost 7 years ago, I didn't immediately know that he had a kid. Obviously, that's something that comes up in conversation. And I remember the first time he told me, I was just like, it didn't faze me. I was like, easy. Like, I don't know. I guess, well, at the time I was 22. So it's not like I was like, oh, I'm used to everyone at my age having kids. But he was a little bit older. How old was he when we started dating? Maybe 26, 27. So it wasn't too crazy or out there, and I consider myself a pretty accepting person, and so I wasn't going to miss out on this amazing man just because he had a kid and I knew it was going to be an obstacle. So yeah, I just accepted right away that he had a son, and the only problem that we had with that was I remember early on in our relationship just about me accepting the fact that if we did have a kid together, it wouldn't be his first kid. If we did get married, it wouldn't be his first marriage. So then I was like, is this going to be jaded? Like, are you not going to appreciate our experience because you've already had it? So, you know, it wouldn't be as exciting to you. And then another thing that came up in conversation was just the fact, like, do you want more kids? And at first he had said that no, he doesn't really want any more kids. And at that time I did want kids. So I remember that coming up in conversation, me feeling disappointed and crying about it, but it's worked out. Update, we both kind of feel neutral about having another one. I'm happy with Jalen because I still get to experience being a mother. So yeah, we both just feel neutral. We love our freedom, so we'll see how that goes. And then it was kind of odd transitioning from, I mean, everybody, especially when you get into a new relationship, people have to kind of adjust to that fact, especially if maybe there were relationships in the past. So there was one like relationship that I knew about that Jason had right before me. Wasn't officially his girlfriend, but he knew her in Korea, and Jalen also knew of her. So in conversation, like, we'd be Skyping or FaceTiming, because at the time Jalen lived in Florida still with his mom and his stepdad. And so that would come up in conversation. He would ask about this other girl, and at the time I was a young 22 jealous girl, so I didn't like it very much. But other than that, Jalen was always accepting of me. He was always he was always kind to me. The only really hiccup that we had was, I remember it was one day Jason's brother or his best friend BJ flew in to London. We went and picked him up, and when he got back to the house with us, Jalen, we FaceTimed with Jalen, and during that FaceTime, I went on the screen and I was like, "Hi, Jalen, how are you?" And then he was like, "You're not good enough for my dad," like out of nowhere. I was so embarrassed. I was so shocked. I just like walked away. I was like, "Oh," and then I just walked outside and started crying. And then obviously Jalen got a little bit of a lecture there, and then they all comforted me. But that was honestly probably the worst that I've ever heard from him, because he is the most respectful child, now little teenager. But that was kind of one of my first experiences with him. And then fast forward about a year, Jason got stationed over here in Vegas, which is where we live now. And it was the time that Jalen was supposed to move in with us. Like, he was turning 9 and he was about to be moving in with us full time. Let me just backtrack for a second and say that when I moved from England back to the States, there was a transition period where Jason had to stay in England for another 7 months, and then I moved in with my brother. So during that time, Jason took a trip to Tampa, Florida, and I met him there, and that's where I met Jalen the first time. Me and Jalen hit it off in person right away. His mom was deployed at the time, so it was just us and his stepdad. And I got into the car from the airport, and me and Jalen were just like being really silly with each other. Like, Jason and Jalen's stepdad went into the store to get something, and me and Jalen were like, "No adults, we're free," and like we're just like throwing toys around the car and being silly. And I was only with Jason for a few days. Like, I was only with all of them for a few days, but me and Jason had a hotel room, so we got to have our alone time. And then during the day, we'd go and hang out with Jalen all day. And at that time, Jalen, of course, was used to having his dad to himself when he would visit and things like that. And I was used to having Jason to myself. But I was able to rationalize it at that time of just, I was like, it's temporary. He's only going to see him for a few days. Like, Jalen's feeling the same way as I am. So I just gave them space and I allowed Jalen to hang all over his dad. And then I would just say, I'm going to have my alone time with him later, so I can handle this. So I was able to be patient and understanding at that time, which was really good. And then, so fast forward to the year when we're living in Vegas and we're prepping for Jalen to move in with us. Now, I had all these expectations and ideas of what stepmom life would look like and what our family would look like. I had romanticized it all in my head, not thinking that there would be obstacles, especially because Jalen was such a good kid. And me growing up with a very outdoorsy family, I was like, oh, we're going to go to the park and we're going to do this and we're going to play games and we're going to have so much fun and get to do all the things that kids do. I can be a kid again. So again, I think at this time I had also just gotten so used to Jason and I having alone time and freedom. So I was at an age where I was still partying all the time and just didn't really want to be held down. I don't know that I felt like I was ready for kids at the time, but here this 9-year-old already developed kid was going to come move in with us. And so I really didn't have a choice but to embrace it. So we made the plan to drive to Texas to meet his mom. So we met halfway. It was like it was the longest drive. I don't even know. But anyway, we show up to meet them and he gets out of the car. First thing he does is come over and look at me and says, "You're my new mother figure," and gives me the biggest hug. And in that moment, I remember feeling so like overwhelmed with joy and gratitude, just like, oh yes, thank you. This is exactly, like, I just feel so accepted and embraced. Like, this is going to be awesome. But at the same time, also all of a sudden being terrified, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Like, how am I going to, what? I'm about to inherit this grown kid. Like, yeah, I was scared, but I was excited at the same time. And then just like seeing him interacting with his mom, that was the first time I'd seen him interact with his mom, and just the love that they had for each other. And his mom is just such an amazing, also strong woman. And so I was like, damn, like, she's intimidating. She's probably the best mom. Like, I made up that story in my mind that I have to live up to her expectation, or her, not expectations, but I'd have to like live up to the kind of mom that she is, and all that comparison BS too. That's not really helpful. But anyway, so immediately, like, we had dinner with them, and then we had to drive straight back to Vegas. And Jalen got to sleep in the back pretty much the entire time. And we spent all of like the entire night trying to find an open hotel or motel. Unbeknownst to us, we were on Route 66 and everything was booked. So we finally got to, we finally found a motel something, some motel at like, it was like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. or something. And they made us pay for an entire night, but checkout was still 11. So we only had a few hours to sleep. And we were trying to sleep, and then Jalen, like, comes, like, because he had slept all through the night, he comes up at, like, he wakes up, like, 2 hours later and is, like, waking us up, and he's like, I'm hungry. Can we eat? Is it time to eat yet? Like, just kept waking us up, and I was just like, Jalen, your dad has to drive. Like, can you please just let him sleep? You can keep me up. It's fine. So I turned on cartoons, and then he just laid in bed and with me, and we just watched cartoons and finally got up and had breakfast and everything. But the reason I bring that moment up is because it was the first sign of the patience that I was able to have with him, that I was able to be understanding and loving and have patience with him, which I'm going to talk about. It didn't last long, but I don't know. I just, at that was like kind of the romantic phase of the whole thing, of the whole experience. So then we did the rest of the trip and got home late that night or the next night. I don't know. But so all was well. We were settling into our new life as a family. And the first time I remember all of my expectations crashing down on me was when we went to the park as a family. So we went to the park and I was so excited to be outside, and we were throwing the football and the frisbee back and forth. And I swear, like 10 minutes into it, Jalen was like, I'm hot, I'm tired, let's go home. And I was like, what? No, we're having fun. And then he got a like bad attitude all of a sudden and was just very negative. And I got angry. Like, I immediately just got pissed and kind of just turned off. And that was when things kind of started, where I realized that this child comes with his own personality. And these high expectations I've set for him aren't likely gonna come true. And so I had this idea of the type of kid that he would be, the kind of kid that ideally I would like to have. And he was not that. And that was the first moment that I realized that. So from then on, we tried to do more family stuff, like play games together. And every time it just was like, he would have a negative attitude or be really competitive or a sore loser. And it frustrated me. And then I would start bickering with him as if I was a young child along with him. So it wasn't really looking pretty, and I didn't know like how to communicate or what to do about it. I was frustrated because in my mind, I just wanted him to be different than he was, and that he just wasn't. Like, that just wasn't who he was. So that's kind of what we dealt with. And then I started to read a lot of step-parenting books, and I didn't find anything helpful. That's another reason that I'm talking about all of this in this episode, because everybody has a different step-parenting, a very unique step-parenting or parenting story. And sometimes you can't really find in the books exactly your own situation. So there wasn't really helpful guidance for me. I didn't know what to do because like there was no guidebook on it. Like there was nothing telling me, this is what's going on with you, this is what's going on with him, here's how you manage it. So all the step-parenting resources and books that I read were just like, here's what to do when the kid has an attitude and says that you're not his real mom, or when the kid doesn't like you, here's how you handle it, or when you have baby mama drama, here's what to do. I didn't have any of those problems. His mom was always and still is very supportive about the relationship. We all are a unit together. We parent him as a unit. And he, because of that unity, he is respectful always. Never has once said that I am not his real mom. Like always just done what has done what I asked, not really like gotten a really obvious attitude with me. And he's been really loving and forgiving towards me since day one. Like, it's me that keeps snapping. It's me that's low on patience. It's me that expects him to be somebody that he's not. And so I was like, how do I manage myself now in this situation? And I remember he was seeing a therapist for a while at one point, and I had a conversation with the therapist separately from him, and I told her my struggles, and I was hoping that she'd be like, well, because what I was suspecting at the time was because of the way that I grew up in the household that I did, and I don't want to get too much into this, but I believe that there was unresolved trauma. So I felt like I was acting out of, like, it was almost like I was reverting back to my young self when I was around him. It was like my inner child, my wounded inner child, which sounds very like woo-woo and whatever, but it's the only thing that really made sense for why I was so reactive with him, that there was something within me that I hadn't yet healed. So I was hoping, being a therapist, she'd be able to understand that and see it and help me manage that. And all she said was, like, she seemed disgusted that I was struggling so much. It was like, and of course, I mean, she was Jalen's therapist, so of course she had to be on his side and there for him, but she was like, you had loving feelings toward him once, like, why can't you just get it back? And so that made me shut down even more because I felt like I was broken. Like, I was just like, there's just something wrong with me. Like, I'm just not a good parent. This is why I shouldn't have kids. I'm just not a good mom. And so I kept trying. I was trying all these techniques of just learning patience. There was a year where I chanted the word patience like all the time. And then at one point I learned from Brendon Burchard this like energy exercise on like with people that you interact with, just knowing what Jalen wanted from me, which was love, patience, and presence. I would recite that to myself over and over again and meditate before any time before I would see him or interact with him. And still, I was really reactive to where I would snap at him. I would say, go away, get out of my face. Like, I was just not nice. And he's the only person that I would treat that way. And I didn't understand where it was coming from. It reminded me back when I was younger, when I would act in certain ways that I knew were not me, that they were coming from some other place, but I didn't know what to do about it. And then the breaking point for me was when Jason had gone out of town for work for like a week or two, and me and Jalen were alone. And so it was a lot of me taking care of him, of course, and being there to meet his needs, and that was, again, hard for me. Also because I still hadn't accepted him as a part of the family. I felt like he was an intruder. I felt like he was just in my space, and I didn't want him to be there. So finally, one night, there was something we were talking about, or he said to me, or something, and I got frustrated, and I said, I don't like you. And then I stormed out of the room, and I was like, shit. So I texted his mom. I told him, I told her what I did. She called me up, and she was obviously hurt too, because I had hurt her son that way, and I was hurt. I was upset. I, again, didn't know what to do, and just was like, I felt like the worst stepmom. I felt like the worst person. And so I was like, I'm trying all these things. It's still not working. I don't know what to do, and I don't want to keep hurting him. So I just decided to disengage. So I did. So I spent a lot of time avoiding him, telling him to not come see me in the mornings. Like, don't come, like, just give me my space basically all the time. I just shut down. And it brought me back to when I was growing up, my relationship with my dad, feeling like I would start to get close to him and then he would push me away by doing, like, by getting really angry at me or saying something hurtful or whatever. He was very strict and he was very hard on us growing up. And so it almost felt like I was scared to get close to Jalen for that reason. Like, I didn't, I don't know. And I still don't really have the words to describe it, but it was challenging. So, as I said, I just disengaged and I let his dad take over because I didn't want to yell anymore. I didn't like the person that I was being. I didn't want to be that person. And so I just released control completely. And then, but it came to a point when Jason deployed earlier this year and Jalen went to stay with his mom for the summer, but he, like, we knew he was going to come home after summer break and it was just going to be us two for a few months. And when we found that out, Jason and a lot of people asked me, are you ready for this? Like, are you guys going to be okay? And at first I was like, I did. I was like, yeah, I think this is a good time for us. I think that it's going to be good for us. But I was also very nervous. Now, I recently had a breakthrough in our relationship together, and but it took a long time. So it had been already 3 years that he was living with us. I was still feeling like he was an outsider. I feel like I don't know my place in the family when it's us three, because it's been easier for me and Jalen to get along when it's just us two, or me and Jason to get along when it's just us two. But when it's us three, it feels like this odd competition, or mainly it's just, again, it's me feeling like I'm an outsider in the family. I don't know my place. And I feel like, especially because when Jason's home, he takes care of everything, I haven't really been able to be a mother or practice the motherly duties with Jalen. So maybe we just haven't bonded in that way. But there were times where I wanted to leave the relationship because I felt like, this isn't my family. These aren't my people. Like, I can't do this. I don't fit in here. But I'm so glad that I didn't give up and I kept trying and I kept just forgiving myself, and that Jalen kept forgiving me and Jason kept forgiving me, because I'm sure it's been hard for Jason as well to watch me struggle in this way to accept and even love his own child, because he loves his child so much. And but thankfully they've stayed patient with me. But so the turning point for me though was after I went to Tony Robbins. If you listened to last episode, I talked all about my breakthroughs there. But my friend Mackenzie and I were driving back from Dallas back to Austin after the conference, and it just hit me all at once. I was like, you know what? I sit here and I walk around and I say, being a stepmom is hard. Parenting is hard. This is so hard. The way that I'm talking about my relationship to Jalen is really determining what our relationship turns out to be. So I was like, what if I decide to change the language around this whole thing? What if I decide to stop telling myself that this is so hard and it can't be done and I don't know why I'm acting this way and I don't know how to figure it out? Like, and instead I just embrace everything and just understand that, yes, it is challenging, but it's also such a blessing. And what a tool for growth to have in your life when you have children or you have a difficult relationship. Because Jalen has been, and this is what I realized, is Jalen has been like a mirror to me. Another thing I didn't mention is that Jalen and I are actually a lot alike in a lot of ways. We're both very sensitive, intuitive souls. And I think that's part of the reason that we clash is because we are both so sensitive. But I realized that Jalen is teaching me things about myself and, again, bringing to the surface all these unhealed parts of me. He's helping me heal. And not only that, but I'm meant to be in his life for a reason too. I believe that I'm meant to challenge him and push him to grow into a better version of himself because I believe he's capable of so much. And sometimes I don't believe that he realizes that. He struggles with self-esteem issues just like I did at his age. And sometimes I just want him to know, like, you have a heart of gold, and that is so rare. And you're such a smart person, and you actually listen to people. And the fact that he loves giving hugs, which I didn't appreciate before, and now I appreciate so much. And I just want to tell him, like, and I do tell him, like, your smile is so great. Stop being so self-conscious about it. He's self-conscious about being skinny, and I just want to tell him, like, embrace your body. And again, I do tell him all of these things. I don't think he realizes it yet. And I want to keep teaching him and mentoring him as he's teaching me and mentoring me. And so that's the mindset shift that I had, is that we're in each other's lives to help each other grow. And I really want to learn to appreciate and get to know the person that he is individually. I want to drop the expectations of who I think he should be, or again, the kid that I wish that I had, and just really get to know him. Really understand the gifts that he's been given and the things that he has to offer in relationships and in the world. So, combined, obviously, it's more than just a mindset shift. I have to actually combine it with action now that I've decided that I'm going to change the way I approach this relationship. But now what I'm doing is I'm using the tools that I learned from Unleash the Power Within, seeing Tony Robbins, and the tools that I share in my online course, Vibrancy on Demand, so that I can stay present with him and patient and manage my energy. Now, this is where the conversation comes in as a parent, as a lover, as the relationships that you have in your life. Like, how are you showing up in those relationships, and how are you managing yourself to be able to show up in the best way? Because we're hearing so much more about self-care nowadays, and some people still have this thought that self-care is selfish. Taking time out for myself to go to the gym or make sure I'm eating healthy or doing whatever that makes me feel good, that's selfish because it's self-serving. But to be honest, it's not. The reason that I practice self-care and that I work so hard on managing my energy is because relationships are so important to me, and how I show up in those relationships are even more important to me. That's what it's all about to me. That's why I'm alive, for connection, for relationships. So those are the tools that I'm using. And so my online course, Vibrancy on Demand, that I've created, that contains all of the most impactful tools and exercises that I use so that I'm showing up as the best version of me. I talked about it in last week's episode. It is launching the first class on September 1st. That is if you want to go through the live version. You can still sign up before then and just go through at your own pace, but it's a 4-week course. very easy to do this, to add this into your week. It's not like an extra crazy to do. You can download audio trainings less than an hour per week and then implement the exercises as the weeks go on. There is a link for the Vibrancy on Demand course in the show notes if you're interested in taking a look at that. It explains a little bit more about the course. You can also go to laurenkepler.com and go to the courses tab and learn some more about that. But the main lesson for this episode is just managing your expectations. Now, I'm going to find a meme real quick. I think it was like a meme. I shared this on my Instagram last night, and I feel like this is appropriate for this conversation. So I don't know if it's really called a meme, but anyway, it said, "Do not teach a man how to be your man, sis. Do not ask him to show you off. Do not ask him to text you. Do not ask him to care about you. Do not ask him to bring you random flowers. Do not ask him to plan dates. The right one will know exactly what to do and when to do it." So I shared this in my comment on it was, I don't agree. Jason didn't know that these things were important to me until I communicated them to him. So before that, they were just expectations I had that led to disappointments and fights. Communicate your desires, sis. Don't let an amazing man go because you have unmet expectations that you didn't share. And that brings me back to the beginning of this conversation as in my stepmothering journey, is that I had all these expectations about how our relationship should work, how he should be, how I should show up, how Jason should show up, the kind of things that we should do together. And all I was doing was comparing it to other relationships. And all it was doing was leading to disappointments and fights and frustrations and ultimately leading me to withdraw from my relationship with Jalen. So a Tony Robbins quote that I really like is called, or it says, trade your expectations for appreciation. And so navigating through relationships, learning to grow, learning to communicate together is only as impossible as you tell yourself that it is. So now that Jalen is home from his mom's, I've really been making a point to just listen to him, to be present when I'm around him, to be patient. I will literally journal in the mornings because I start my mornings out with journaling. I will journal a pep talk to myself, reminding myself, Lauren, there are going to be times where Jalen catches you off guard today. Like, he might irritate you. He might ask for something when you're in the middle of something. Like, there are going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be obstacles, but just know that this is normal and this is all part of the process. And now you get to choose how you're going to respond to him. Instead of being reactive, take a moment and pause and think about how you want to respond. And I tried this in the past before I had really had these moments to reflect on everything, to heal certain things. I think I healed a lot this summer, and that's what's really helped as well. And to change my mindset about the relationship, I had to do all of that work before. Now I'm ready to actually pause and to be grateful that I get to be in his life, that I get to be of service to him in the ways that he needs, and that I can show up. And instead of feeling like I have to parent him all the time, I think of it as more of a mentorship. And now I'm like, he's at the age where we can work together. We can have conversations. We can compromise on things. I would love to hear his input, and that will help me get to know him better as well. So that is it for this episode. My question of the week for you is, do you have a relationship in your life where up until now you've held high expectations and you've been disappointed? How can you better manage those expectations and improve the relationship? I'll put that question into the show notes as well so that you remember what I asked. But I would love if you would share this, your answer, with me on Instagram. You can either tag me in a post that you make, post a story about what this meant to you or the discovery that you had and tag me in that. Or if you don't like to share it publicly, you can just direct message me personally. But I am at Lauren M. Kepler, also written down in the show notes for you. But thank you for listening to my stepmom journey and having compassion for me as I have clumsily tripped my way through this scenario, but feel like I'm finally gaining some traction here. And I want you to know, if you are a parent or you struggle in any relationship, to remember that you're human and you're going to make mistakes. So please forgive yourself as well. Alrighty, well, I will talk to you next week, but until then, remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.